Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Bedrock to Build On, Non-Negotiable Truths. In this session, we'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. You can't earn a gift. We who are Christians have received from God a gift for which we contributed nothing. In fact, we're undeserving of this gift. Not only have we done nothing to deserve anything good from God, but we've opposed Him by our actions. Sooner or later, your routine life will be disrupted by a crisis. One of these days, trouble will knock you down. In that moment, all you have will be what you possessed 5 minutes before the issue came. Let me ask you, are you equipped for the coming storms of life? So far, we've seen that the Lord is God, that the Bible is His word to us, that we are lost and in need of a rescuer, and there's only one, Jesus. The fifth truth that makes up the bedrock on which we build, on which to build your life, salvation is a gift you receive, not a paycheck you earn. Ephesians chapter 2, our text, verses 8 and 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. What does it feel like to be totally unlovable and yet be wanted? What does it mean to experience in the same moment both unworthiness and great love? In those two verses in his letter to the Christians at Ephesus, Paul makes it clear that God was not motivated to save us by anything he saw in us. Instead, the reason he chose to rescue us is based in his own mercy, his own love, and his own kindness. The single most powerful word to describe what God did for us, the word that explains why a dead sinner on his way to hell can suddenly respond to the good news of the gospel, is the word grace. Let's take a look at salvation in the context of that word, grace. First, salvation is a gift of our gracious God. That's the whole point of the word grace. Grace is the unmerited favor of God expressed toward guilty sinners. It doesn't make sense. To drive this home, Paul drives this home by coming right out and saying that our salvation is God's gift, not the result of our effort. You don't earn a gift, you earn a paycheck. What have we earned from God? Well, Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. Personally, I don't want what I've earned from God. Instead, I want His gift. The rest of that verse reads, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's salvation comes only to those who are at the end of themselves. God's salvation comes only to those with no merits of their own, no bragging points, no negotiations. God's salvation comes only to those who realize that their only hope is found not in anything they've done, but in what He has already accomplished for them. Second, God gives us the capacity to receive His gift. Because we were dead in our sins, we were unable to even respond to His word spoken to us. So in addition to sending His Son to pay for our sins on Calvary's cross, in addition to sending someone to tell us the good news of his salvation, he also gave us the gift of faith so that we might trust him. The phrase, it is the gift of God, in verse 8, refers to the salvation and the faith to receive it. Until he gives us the faith to believe, we're not interested. Listen, I heard the gospel several times before it made any impact on me. Third, the glory of our salvation belongs to God. If my salvation is not by my achievements, if it's not a reward for good deeds I've done, then I have no reason to brag. All religions are divided into two categories. Righteousness earned and righteousness received. Righteousness earned. In my eyes, my sins are minor. No big deal. I just need to convince God to overlook my sins by my good life and my religious activity. This is salvation by works. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13 says, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. And then there's righteousness received. Our sin condition is hopeless. We are morally bankrupt and have nothing to offer God spiritually. Our only hope comes from outside of ourselves. We need a Savior who secures forgiveness of sin and righteousness with God on our behalf. We need a Savior who gives us the faith to see our need. We're dead. We are deaf to His call to repentance, incapable of moving towards Him. Salvation must be a gift to be received, because what we've earned is condemnation for our sins. And remember, every one of us are in the same situation. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. Not just physical death, but eternal death in hell as the payment, the punishment, the wages of our sin. But the gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus, because God loves us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And how did He do it? God demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus went to the cross to die for your sin, my sin, while we were in our sin. He didn't wait for us to get cleaned up. He went to the cross. He took our punishment. He went in our place. He died. His blood was shed to pay for our sin. We need to believe, trust that He did that for us. Believe that He had the power to put down His life on the cross and to take it back up again in the resurrection. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made, and with the heart we believe unto righteousness. And then we just need to reach out. With that belief, with that trust, we need to ask for forgiveness. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall, not maybe, shall be saved. Do you know Jesus? Is He your Savior? Because nothing you do, nothing, no good works, absolutely nothing that you can offer to God makes you worthy of eternal life. And then would you turn His life, your life, over to Him? Would you do that? You have a great day.